So, chapter 3, text number 11. Devan bhava yata nena te deva bhava yantuva parasparam bhava yanta shreya param avapsyata. You can repeat after me. Devan bhava yata nena te deva bhava yantuva parasparam bhava yanta shreya param avapsyata. Devan bhavayata nena te deva bhavyantuva para sparam bhavayanta shreya param avapsyata. Somebody else? Devan bhavayata nena te deva bhavayantuva parasparam bhavayanta shreya paramavapsyata. Devan bhavayata nena te deva bhavayantuva parasparam bhavayanta shreya param avapsyata. What did you say? Devan bhavayata nena te deva bhavayantuva parasparam pavayanta shreya param avapsyata. Devan bhavayata nena te deva bhavayantuva parasparam pavayanta shreya param avapsyata. Devan bhavayata nena te deva bhavayantuva parasparam bhavayanta shreya param avapsyata. Devan bhavayata nena te deva bhavayantuva parasparam bhavayanta shreya param avapsyata. Devan demigods bhavayata having pleased anena by this sacrifice te those devaha demigods bhavayantu will please vaha you parasparam mutually bhavayanta pleasing one another shreyaha benediction param the supreme avapsyata you will achieve. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Ki jai. The demigods, being pleased by sacrifice, will also please you, and thus by cooperating between man and demigods, prosperity will regain for all. Purport. The demigods are empowered administrators of material affairs. The supply of air, light, water, and all other jurisdictions for maintaining the body and soul of every living entity is entrusted to the demigods, who are innumerable assistants in different parts of the body or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Their pleasure and displeasures are dependent on the performance of yagya by the human being. Some of the yagyas are meant to satisfy particular demigods, but even in so doing, Lord Vishnu is worshipped in all yagyas as the chief beneficiary. It is stated also in the Bhagavad Gita that Krishna himself is the beneficiary of all kinds of yagyas, bhuktaram yagya tapasam. Therefore, ultimate satisfaction of the yagyapati is the chief purpose of all yagyas. When these yagyas are perfectly performed, naturally the demigods in charge of the different departments of supply are pleased, and there is no scarcity in the supply of natural products. Performance of yagyas has many side benefits, ultimately leading to liberation from material bondage. By performance of yagyas, all activities become purified, as it is stated in Vedas, Ahara Shudau, Sattva Shudhi, Sattva Shudau, Druva Smriti, Smriti Lambe, Sarva Grantinam, Vipra Mokshaha. By performance of yagya, one's eatables become sanctified, and by eating sanctified foodstuff, one's very existence become purified. By the purification of existence, finer tissues in the memory become sanctified, and when memory is sanctified, one can think of the path of liberation, and all this combined together lead to Krishna consciousness, the great necessity of present day society. So here it is mentioned about the yagya, that we have to satisfy Lord Vishnu, and automatically the demigods will also be pleased if we worship Krishna, because they are part and parcels of Krishna also, and we don't have to directly serve the demigods, as it is stated in Bhagavad Gita in the chapter 7. Sri Krishna is saying to Arjuna that in the chapter 7, the text 23, man of small intelligence worships the demigods, and their fruits are limited and temporary. Those who worship the demigods go to the planets of the demigods, but my devotees ultimately reach my supreme planet. So by worshipping Krishna, the demigods are automatically pleased. They're happy when we serve Krishna. They also want this. But even if we, Krishna said also in this seventh chapter, that even if we worship demigods, we are actually satisfying Him ultimately, because everything depends upon Him. It is said that we have to, after our life, because we are breathing, we are taking the sun, energy, we're using material energy, and the demigods are controlling it. So it is said that we are like, we have to give in return something back to them. But it is said that one who chants 024 is not, he doesn't have to give to anyone anything anymore. He's not, how do you say this word in English? Yeah, he's not obliged to give anything to the demigods. So, we should try to focus on our yagya for this Kali Yuga age. What is it for this age, our yagya? It's Sankirtan, right? So you have to do Sankirtan as much as possible, chanting the holy names. And it's funny, actually, in Hungary, they have a nice farm and everything, and when they would do kirtan, and then it would rain, the neighbors would say, oh, they were chanting the holy names again, because the rain was coming always, you know. And so, yeah, and then everything was nice, the vegetables grow, and people were also happy, and so on. So, by performance of Sankirtan, we get the benefit And the demigods are also pleased, and ultimately it's Krishna. Just like we worship the Tulasi Devi every morning after the Mangalarti. Why do we worship Tulasi Devi? She is expansion of Radharani, and for our own purification. But Krishna says that he likes more when somebody serves his devotee directly than when somebody serves him directly. So this is why he established the worshipping of Tulasi Maharani. So by her mercy, we can get rid of anarthas and so on. So this is the purport that Srila Prabhupada gave, what we read, that ultimate satisfaction of the Yajñapati is the chief purpose of all yagyas. So we have to try our best also in performing our japa. It's personal chanting of the holy names. And this is also for satisfaction of Krishna. And by doing so, we are pleasing Krishna. And of course, it is said that there are three stages of chanting the holy name. But by chanting, we are getting sense gratification, we are getting religiosity, and economic development. This is when we chant on Namabhasa. So these three will come just by chanting the holy names. But this is not our goal. And then the next stage is Namabhasa stage, which means that you get these three things and liberation. And this is also not our goal. And the third one is to chant Shudanam, which means pure name, without offenses, completely pure name. Because it is said that Krishna is not different from his name, but he is not different from the pure name. Like Srila Prabhupada said, you can chant for millions of years, but only alphabets will come out. You have to chant pure name. This is the best. At least Namabhasa, this is minimum, but without offenses. But we should try Shudanam, and this is not easy. It's explained that you can only do it in the association of someone who is chanting Shudanam constantly. This is the only way to chant Shudanam. So by chanting Shudanam, we are getting all of this for what I mentioned, but ultimately we get Krishna Prema. And this is our goal. This is the goal of Krishna Consciousness Society, to get Krishna Prema. And so by chanting, even Prabhupada said, if you chant with offenses, one day it will stop. If you're very sincere, if you're trying your best. He said it will stop one day. And in Jiva Dharma it is mentioned that by good fortune, sometimes we chant Namabhasa stage. And this is when we can get the taste to chant more and more if we are chanting on Namabhasa stage. And we will have more taste for chanting. Because on Namaparada stage we don't have really the taste to chant. So we can develop this, or by associating with pure devotees, or praying to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga and Nityananda. They are the most merciful incarnations. So if you pray to Nityananda every day, that he really, really blesses you, so you may chant at least Namabhasa, but ultimately our goal is to chant Shudanam. And one day it will come, if we are very sincere. So, this is the performance of Yagya. And so, it is all based, as I mentioned many times already, everything is based on Shraddha. And when the test comes from Krishna, then we will see if our Shraddha is very strong or it is not, and so on. So, it's all about Shraddha. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also explained it, that the whole process is just about Shraddha. If you have Shraddha, this is the only qualification you need. Just to have full faith in Krishna. Because he is in our hearts, and we can see him with our material eyes. But if we surrender every day, we try to surrender to Paramatma, every day more and more. And we pray to Krishna to help us in our devotional service, because we can't do it by our own strength. It is said that in this age, sadhana siddha is almost impossible. And that only by kripa siddha, by the mercy of Sri Guru and Sri Gaur Nithai, that we can attain Krishna prema. With our sadhana, it's very, very difficult in this age. And so we have to try our best in chanting without offenses, because that will make us purify, it will purify our heart, and we will become liberated. Bhakti liberation, there are many liberations, impersonal liberation and so on, but first comes bhakti liberation. Then when, like, you have a plant, and if you chant Namaparada stage, you're cutting the leaves off from that plant, and then these leaves will grow up again, and that's why we're not so much advancing in the spiritual progress. Something is moved and it comes back and so on. But if we chant Namabhasa and Shudanam, then this plant will be cut on half. Or a pure devotee has to do it for us, to cut this plant on half. And then we have to go very deep in the devotional service. Go deep in our heart. Because then anartha nivritti starts. It means something is constantly going on in our heart. Anartha nivritti can also stop for some time. And if we go deep in our heart and pray to Krishna, because we know that we don't have any power to do sadhana, and if we just, because in this age it's all by kripa, Guru kripa shakti, Gauranga's kripa, Nityananda's kripa, and so on, by the mercy of devotees, of pure devotees, we can attain pure bhakti, shuddha bhakti. So we have to pray as much as possible, because we are in this age. It is the most fallen age. But there is one good thing. So we just have to chant the holy name without offenses. That's it. That's one thing we have to do. And gradually we will become liberated. And then, when this plant is cut on half, and if we go deeper and chant without offenses, this will remove. It won't remove very fast, but it can happen in a few years, that it completely goes away if we really go deeply. And when this plant is moved, then our Bhakti Lata Beach can start to grow very nicely. And when it starts to grow, this is already Nishta, which means steady devotion. This is Brahma Bhuta stage, which means liberation from material bondage. We are liberated already there. So Madhya Madhikari is Anishta, he's liberated person. So we have to try to come on that level. And if you're sincere, we can get there. And Madhya Madhikari has explained that he very, very fast can become Uttamadhikari by associating with Uttamadhikari. Prabhupada explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, if a Madhya Madhikari only reads the Vedic scriptures and literatures, that he cannot become Uttamadhikari. He has to associate with someone who is Uttama. So, if we try our best to become Madhyamadhikari, to become liberated person, come on Brahma Bhuta stage, then we will be very fixed in devotional service. And actually it is said in Sri Harinam Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was explaining Kanishtadhikari, Madhyamadhikari and Uttamadhikari. And he mentioned that Kanishtadhikari is almost Vaishnava. And that Madhyamadhikari is real bhakta. Why? Because he has bhakti. Bhakti is someone who has bhakti. So that bhakti lata beach, when we are liberated, it starts to grow and grow. And then it becomes prema. That's why this liberation is bhakti liberation. It's not impersonal. Jnanis go to Brahma Jyoti. So they didn't achieve, their bhakti lata beach didn't start to grow. And after this liberation, if we are very sincere, then we can come to the stage of bhava and prema. But we should think of nishta, to get anartha nivritti, to get rid of anartha nivritti. To take the gloves and the boots, you know, and really move the dirt from there, you know, from our heart. Try our best and be enthusiastic to really do it. And I wanted to mention that Krishna said to Arjuna in the chapter 18, that the Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities, were seated as on a machine made of the material energy. So Paramatma is actually doing everything. We are just desiring. This is what soul can do. Desire, and then Krishna gives him something. And then by this desire, we're trying to satisfy our senses and with the material energy and so on, but we are not really getting real bliss, ananda. So we should try to get some spiritual experience, very, very spiritual. Because it is said that when you get a spiritual experience, that even in the association of pure devotees, Prabhupada mentioned, even if you just hear sincerely from pure devotee, you will never forget that, and you will become very sincere. Even though you have many material desires, if you just hear Shravanam, which is most important, if you just hear and hear and hear constantly, then you will become purified. So Paramatma is directing the wanderings of all living beings, and whatever we desire, Paramatma gives according to our karma and so on. So that's why we should try. The next text, Krishna says to Arjuna, O son of Bharata, surrender unto him utterly. By his grace, you will attain transcendental peace and the supreme and eternal abode. So ultimately, it is very easy. We have a big philosophy and everything. Just to convince us, Prabhupada said, once he mentioned that preaching is for fools. Why? Because we want to convince others to come and live with us and to surrender completely to Krishna. To convince them that they should serve Krishna and that this is the ultimate goal of life. This is why we have so many books. This is why we have philosophy and so on. But ultimately, the point is to establish our relationship with Krishna, with Paramatma in our heart. And by doing so every day, if we really, really, really surrender some experience, that when you really surrender, it's not complete, of course, it is partial or conditional and so on. But if we try sincerely from our heart to really surrender to Paramatma, our day will be better. If we really say, Krishna, I'm just doing this for you, it is not for me, I really want to become purified so I can serve you, then Krishna will show some mercy on us. And just like many devotees have this experience, when somebody came to Krishna consciousness or started to be really serious in devotional process, that in the beginning it was very, very nice, isn't it? The mercy was there completely. Krishna immediately gives. And after, it went a little bit away. Why is it? Because Krishna wants to see that we want him. Now he gave us mercy, and Krishna is there. So he's just waiting for us to establish relationship with him. That we show some sincerity, that we really want Krishna. We have to ask ourselves, do we really want Krishna every day? What are we doing? Why are we doing it every day? What is it for? For who is it? Who is our real friend, our only friend? It is Krishna in everyone's heart. And just by trying to surrender to him, just like the Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Sharanagati, beautiful songs and poems by him, is just crying and crying. This is the mood of Navadvipa, of Chaitanya Lila, that we're sentimental. We cry for Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a pure devotee showing how to serve Krishna and how should we develop the same mood. He's Krishna himself serving Krishna. So he's showing us how to do it. And so we have to really, really try sincerely pray to Krishna to give us this. And one day it will come. I had a few experiences with it, and Krishna is really merciful. We just have to establish relationship with him. And pray that we get really, really purified. That we pass anartha nivritti. Prabhupada said it can take many years, but One day it will come if we are sincere. Some may not become Madhyamadhikaras in this lifetime, but if we are sincere, even in this life, we can become very, very much advanced in Krishna consciousness. So, this chapter is called Karma Yoga that we are reading. And ultimately there was one verse, I forgot where is it from, but it is said, give up karma, jnana and yoga and cultivate bhakti, because this is our goal. You're not supposed to do karma, jnana, yoga and so on. You're supposed to get bhakti, because Krishna is only attracted to bhakti. Krishna said, I easily give mukti, but bhakti, I do not give it easily. So, if you're sincere and really try and pray to Krishna to get bhakti, and ultimately he will give it to us. We have to try our best. So, yes, the scriptures are given here to move our doubts in our mind and so on. But ultimately Prabhupada explained, he said that there is no difference between reading and between hearing the transcendental scriptures. But hearing is still more effective, better. Why? Because Shabdak Brahma cannot descend by our reading, the transcendental sound vibration. Because when pure devotee is speaking, he is not having material vibration through his mouth. And even Madhyamadhikari, he is liberated, so he is transcendentally situated, he is in steady devotion. Even if we hear from here, we can get a lot of benefit, even if we don't find the Uttamadhikari, who is Bhava Bhakti or Prema Bhakti. So even if we find the Madhyamadhikari and listen from him, we can get a lot of benefit, because he's liberated, so he can liberate us too. So we can get our Bhakti Lata Beach, can grow and so on. So we should try at least this, because it's very difficult. And it is mentioned that Krishna Prema is guaranteed for one who is sincere. And we have to convince Krishna that we really want him. If we convince him, then we will go back to him. So we really need to convince Krishna that we want him, because he's waiting for us. And so if we hear from such a person who is liberated, the effect will be very strong. Because when we read the books, it is not the same. It's not on the same platform as if I go to read a book, and if I'm not surrendered and so on, I'm reading it with my mind and with my material and intelligence. So I'll get some benefit, but I won't understand it. So I have to hear from someone who is liberated and who really understood this knowledge and so on. So we should try our best in getting really purified in Krishna consciousness and really have it in practice. Whatever we do, we chant Hare Krishna every day, 16 rounds, to get purified. And Prabhupada said also that these 16 rounds should be good rounds. And ultimately it is for the satisfaction of Krishna, as mentioned in the text 11 that we read. The yagya, the performance of yagya, is for the satisfaction of Vishnu or Krishna. So we have to do sankirtan as much as possible. This is Prabhupada said that we should do kirtans 3 hours minimum a day. This is minimum. So if you count with the programs we have, 3 programs a day, Arati, Guru Puja, Mangalarati, it is 2 hours. So then it's nice that devotees come always after the lecture and do 1 extra hour. So it is 3. So we should try to come on all of these programs and try to chant as much as possible and cry and pray to Krishna that he really showers mercy upon us. So I'll stop here. If you have any comments or questions you would like to ask. Yes, Prabhu? Shri Radha, yes. Radharani, yes. Yes. I forgot the story how it goes, but I read that like she so-called failed from Vrindavan, and then she expanded herself like as Tulasi, that we worship her and that we get benefit from it. But I don't know the story. So, yes? Mm. Yes. Yes. Well, I didn't read the story. I know something I read, but I can't remember. Yeah, I will try to find it and read it, and then I'll try to personally, we will discuss on it. And yeah. Mm. Yes, yes, that's it. Yes. Yes. Yes, yes. This is Ananda, yes. Yes, this. So as the song goes, when we sing the Tulasi Kirtan, we're praying to Tulasi Devi to become a maidservant of Sri Radha. Yes. So by worshipping her, the sinful activities that we did are being destroyed more and more. So she is a pure devotee, and she can also give us bhakti. But ultimately, the point is to hear from someone who to get the transcendental vibration, that it touches the soul, then it will have a big effect on us and on our devotional service, as our Prabhupada mentioned. Okay, thank you. Anything else? No? Okay, we do Sankirtan. Okay, Srimad. Yes. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki. Nitya Gaur Premanande.
Gauranga Jai Srila Prabhupada. Thank you.